Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Star 94.1 and Jen and friends, everybody's trying to figure out, how do you do it all? How do you work from home and do virtual learning with your kids? So we have invited Stephanie Davis-Smith, who is an expert in this area, to join the show. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, how are you?
We are great. Okay, friends. So for those of you listening, Stephanie is a VP of Content and Marketing for Connect Meetings, and she's an Atlanta native, and she's a working from home mom with two kids as well, who's got an article this month in Real Simple magazine. Because everybody's trying to figure out, how do we manage this back to school stress and all this anxiety during the pandemic? So you are here to help with some tips.
Well, what worked for us is my husband is also has a full-time job. So we have camped out in two parts of our house. He's out and back in a separate unit, and I'm upstairs in our bedroom. And we basically communicate all day via text and phone calls. And we get up early and we start at 7:30 on the dot every day. And we would put up an American flag and even say the pledge and do the calendar, because our kid still does the calendar. He was in kindergarten. And we would say the pledge and do it. And he just felt like he was starting school every day. So that was like, we never missed 7:30. Like, that's when we started. And I would teach for the first hour and a half before work. So 7:30 to 9. And then my husband would do 9 to 10, and we'd get 2.5 hours done of the work, which is a lot of it. And then we would have to take breaks in the afternoon, depending, what our meeting schedule and our deadlines were, and bang out like another 45 minutes to an hour, and then do it again at night. So it was definitely a chore. I can't believe we're going back there, but that's the plan that we're going to do again, because it worked for us the first time.
So how can somebody manage that everyday routine with their work life too? Like, do you suggest they get real honest with their employers?
I had to. One situation I'm in, so I'm a VP, so I have a lot of other people around me with kids, but a lot of them have stay-at-home wives. So I'm the only one that doesn't have a stay-at-home parent helping me. So I had to be really honest and say, we're in different situations. So you guys really have to, give me some grace. Like, there are going to be times when my kid interrupts, and they have been amazing about it. I feel like now everyone's a lot more understanding of that. But personally, like, we want to be, I know, Jen, you're an overachiever like me, and we want to be awesome at our jobs. So it's kind of embarrassing, when that happens. But I basically had to swallow my pride and tell my boss, like, this is hard. It's going to be hard on me. And I think we all sort of feel like we're in it together to get through it. So they're also understanding about that. But working from home and trying to be good, I know as soon as May 22nd hit and my school was done, it was like a weight was lifted, and I was such a better employee for the last couple of months. So heading into August again, I definitely have some anxiety about it. I don't know if y'all do.
Oh, yeah. And, it's hard to kind of find that balance to where you're not letting your child's studies take a back seat, but then you're also trying to not let work take a back seat either. How do you juggle both of those?
Well, I would say I'm doing the best I can is what I always tell myself when I was going insane. And I have a lot of my girlfriends, and I talk about this too. I have friends that are big wigs in banking and in finance and all over. And we all talk about it. And we basically are saying we're doing the best we can and reminding ourselves of that. I am considering bringing my dad in this time because he's been quarantined, and he was such a great, teacher for me growing up with homework, and he's retired. So I've also considered bringing him in just to keep our circle small to help me. in the afternoon. And I know not everybody has somebody like that that can help them. Mm-hmm. But I know some people are potting up. They're asking neighbors to help. It kind of feels like we're all winging it, doesn't it?
It does sometimes.
Like whatever we have.
Yeah, and I've asked recently on social media if you're going to try to DIY this or hire a helper. And a lot of folks have said they are leaning on family members or hiring babysitters, even if it's just for a short amount of time during the day, just to have a little relief where you can focus. Do you suggest hiring a helper if that's in your budget?
I think, yes. I mean, in my budget, I already have somebody helping with my baby. So I have an 18-month-old on top of this. So she's kind of the person you can't just like run around. Some people have that liberty, like their kids are older, but you got to watch her. She's going to like swallow something. So I have someone that does that who doesn't want to teach my son. So I have her already, which is a financial expense. So what I did is there's a girl down the street who I hired for 2 hours a day to come and just take him out of the house and let him go play and run around for PE. You know, they have PE now scheduled with a video.
Right.
And she would take him out. But 2 hours, I could afford, you know, her $12 an hour, $24 here and there a week when I really needed him to get out. For those that don't have it in their budget, I think, you know, couple up with somebody else. I've talked to other moms. Maybe two or three of us go in and get somebody to help for a lower price. But, you know, also then you have to think about quarantining and coronavirus on top of that. And you guys have to make a pact to not be out doing everything where you put other people in danger. So it's this double-edged sword.
Right. It's like if you open up in this pod, you might have more help during the school day. But at the same time, you're opening yourself up to, you know, just
potential
more. Infection. Yes. Yeah. Just more potential to bring that in. And I know we had an experience with a babysitter in the end of the school year and over the summer where this babysitter was working with our family and also with another family. Well, they had a positive COVID case in that other family. So immediately my childcare was canceled.
Right.
And because we were the contact of a contact, we all went and got tested. Luckily, turned up negative for us, but it could have been a different situation. So I think every family has to navigate their options with the risks that come with those options.
And I would say and you saying somebody you know you came in contact with gets it. That in itself is, I don't know how it was for you, but for me, that wreaked havoc on my week because that happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to send my help home for my daughter. So now Kim and I are working and watching both kids. So nobody would come in until we got the test, which took like 4 or 5 days.
Yep.
So that was super stressful. And then we can't go anywhere. You don't want to go out anywhere and infect somebody else in case. So even just thinking you might get it is a whole dilemma and rigmarole.
You know, and you being the VP at your business as well and in your office, how are you handling some of your staff? And I know you said a majority of your staff have the stay-at-home moms, but if there's a situation that arises where someone has just gone MIA for 3, 4, 5 hours, are you giving everyone a little extra leeway because of the situation that we're in, or how do you manage that?
That's a great point. Yes. I feel like you have got to be understanding in this moment, and anybody who has had issues, we even had an employee who came down with coronavirus, and she was, you know, every day at 11 or 12 exhausted. And I was like, please stop working. You could even hear her on Zooms like wheezing a little bit. But she wouldn't take the day off because I think we're also in a situation where people don't want to lose their jobs or look like they're not great employees. So mm-hmm. I really had to say, you need to take time for yourself. You need a break. But also if they have kids. So I have an interesting situation where nobody that reports to me has a child. So I have, you know, 10 people and none of them have children. So they don't understand what I'm going through. And then at my top level, I don't have people that have two working parents. So I'm in this like very strange situation where I feel like I'm constantly explaining myself, but they have dog issues, let's say. Their dog has to go to the vet. Take the time. Do whatever you need. I feel like everyone needs to do whatever they need to get through this situation. So mm-hmm. I'm a super understanding boss, and I luckily have a boss who has equally been understanding. And my husband as well, I hear about the people in his team and what's going on with them through him. And he says the same, everyone's very understanding. And if you have to catch up at night or you have to catch up on the weekends, you kind of put that out there first. I can't work this afternoon, but I'll work tonight just to get through it. And
So, Stephanie, talk about your article in Real Simple Magazine. It's called How to Manage Back-to-School Stress and Anxiety During All This Uncertainty. So if you had to give someone like three tips to follow, you've told us about routine. I love that. Doing the Pledge of Allegiance every morning is genius. What other top tips and tricks would you give folks listening?
I would say one thing you have to do is get out of your house. So I feel like too many of my friends, male and female, are not getting out of the house. They're just working through the day. So there's no differentiation between the end of the day or the start of the day. And so we go on a walk every night at 6 o'clock. Like before dinner, we just get out of the house and go for a calming walk. And that has been a lifesaver just to move, because I just feel like you're stuck in the house and there's no moment for a break. So that has been a ritual. My sister, who's in LA, she asked her husband to go to a hotel for 2 days. She couldn't handle it anymore. And I'm about there, y'all. I have 2 cents getting a hotel room. So I think if you need a mental break and just step away, you can. I'm taking a half day tomorrow just to de-stress and go do something by myself. There are lots of people that are getting to get out, but for us, we're just quarantining to keep our family safe, so we're inside a lot. So that's a mental health thing. The other thing is I've been meditating every morning, and in the middle of the day, if I feel like I need it too, I'll just stop for 15 minutes and find a meditation online somewhere and listen, because it will just overwhelm you when you start trying to think through everything.
I do find some days my thoughts are so scattered. It's like, I got to do this, and then I got to do this, and then so your just mind is jumbled with this like crazy to-do list that's all over the place, from work to kids to your home to throwing in the laundry to whatever. And you're like, I don't know what to do first. I'm just going to spontaneously combust.
Exactly.
How do you find balance between your work schedule, the school, home responsibilities? How do you break away from all of that?
I'm going to be honest right now, not very well right now. Like and the other thing is we don't have friend outlets like we did. We don't have sports. My husband got to watch baseball this weekend, but we don't have concerts. We don't have restaurants, any of that. So the best thing I've been able to do is Zoom with people or call a friend. And sometimes we'll have an hour long conversation, and that's a kind of outlet for me. But I do think I'm noticing the fact that all of those kind of stress relievers that are just cultural stress relievers aren't there. So I'm having to really work at them. Like some of our friends did a mystery dinner night, like on Zoom, that you can do just to have fun for a minute.
Oh, that's cool.
That was a nice, you can do like a mystery dinner party and they'll do the whole thing on Zoom for you. And you can dress up and there's clues. So that was like kind of a moment of brevity. Juggling everything, I would say sometimes my kids are eating like Apple Jacks, you know, for dinner, and I have to just let it go. I just have to let it go. And there's been some, you know, Glennon Doyle has said, like, give yourself a break on screen time, because I don't know about y'all, but I feel like their life is screen time now. Just to, you know, get through the day. You have to be like, okay, watch this movie. Okay, watch this for a second while I get through this call. And, you know, we're in a pandemic. You know, everything going on, you have to give yourself a break, that this is what you have to do to get through. And I think women, especially for my friends, we are really struggling with that. We feel bad about that. And we kind of
let go of the guilt. Yeah. Let go of the guilt and pick up the empathy, right?
Right. And this weekend I went to Stone Mountain and did all outdoors for like 7 hours. They have a great new dinosaur explore exhibit. And it was kind of educational, all outside. You're never inside. People wearing masks. We rode a train. Anything to get outside for a day really helps me. I can tell the difference in my mood if I get out on the weekends.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for all of your tips and advice. Stephanie Davis-Smith, you can check out her Real Simple article. It is on newsstands now, and we're going to link up to it online at star941atlanta.com. And Stephanie, if somebody wants to ask you some more questions about how to live through this balance. tell them where they can find you on social media.
Oh, great. Well, I am on Instagram. My handle is Stephanie Dave Smith, and then I'm on Facebook, Stephanie Davis Smith. And we are Connect Meetings. We have Instagram as well. So
okay.
Anywhere.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to put all that online at star941atlanta.com. Good luck. Stay safe and be well,
thanks,
okay?
Thanks, Dad. I need it. Right. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.